We've been reporting about the difficulties of restoring the power and water infrastructure in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. There's a disturbing note from one neighborhood, Dorado. At least six wells in Dorado sit on a Superfund site polluted with industrial chemicals. Long lines of people have been seen tapping into at least one of the wells in a shopping center parking lot. Gary Lipson with the EPA in Puerto Rico told CNN that his team is collecting samples from the well.
We're not saying that somebody is at immediate danger by drinking this water. We are considering it a long-term risk.
Well, the EPA has warned people not to use water from those wells, although Puerto Rico's Governor Ricardo Rossello says that water has already been tested and it's safe to drink. Well, it's an understatement to say there hasn't been much to celebrate in Puerto Rico lately, but the island's spirit is getting a bit of a lift as the Puerto Rico Symphony Orchestra begins performing for the first time since Hurricane Maria made landfall. The orchestra was forced to suspend its regular schedule, and now they're planning to give concerts across the island for free. WBUR's Simone Rios reports from San Juan.
It's more than 3 weeks after the hurricane ravaged the island of Puerto Rico, and the musicians of the Symphony Orchestra are back to work, rehearsing in San Juan Symphony Hall. Conductor Maximiano Valdez says the group is playing with extra purpose.
Our idea is to play for those who need more, who have nothing. There are many people left with nothing here.
The orchestra will perform both classical compositions and popular Puerto Rican music. The themes are loss, survival, and rebuilding after the hurricane.
There is first two pieces related with those who left, those who died, those who lost everything. And then we go into works that we all love, the beginning of Mozart number 40, and then Beethoven number 5 as the will of man to reconstruct, to start again.
Then there will be a melody, which will include important bolero folk music. Trombonist Miguel Rivera, president of the local musicians union, hopes hearing Puerto Rico's classic anthems will inspire people to contribute to the reconstruction.
People get touched when they hear songs like Preciosa, Verde Luz, and all these songs that remind them their youth, their experiences in Puerto Rico.
Rivera says the needs of the Puerto Rican people go beyond food and water. They need culture, too.
The people of Puerto Rico need food for the soul, I think. And music is, for me, is the best art because it goes right to your heart.
The goal is to bring music to the hearts of many who have been affected by the hurricane. The orchestra only has a few dates scheduled at this point. They plan to perform not only in San Juan, but also in smaller cities in the interior of the island. Piccolo player Ana Maria Hernandez Candelas plays a small whistle, used in one of the compositions to mimic the sound of a bird.
I think it's very important that we start performing, as an orchestra, and reaching out to the people, because we need to feel hope. And I think music helps us feel hope. And music is a universal language, and it can definitely heal.
The Puerto Rico Symphony Orchestra has members from around the Americas, including Chile, Venezuela, and the U.S. Clarinetist Kathy Jones is originally from Oregon, and she's been playing in the orchestra in San Juan since 1975. After the storm, she says she was eager to return to her art.
It was so great to get back here, and it was like a cowboy wanting to get on a horse again. There were days of just mopping up and cutting trees, and the first couple days I just about wore blisters on my hands. We had trees to saw out of our backyard.
Now Jones says it's the orchestra's chance to take the music from Symphony Hall and transport it to where it's needed most.
If we don't go to the people, we'll be looked at as elitist. Whereas if we get out of this hall and we go play music that everybody loves, we'll be their orchestra.
For Here and Now, I'm Simone Rios in San Juan.